Are you looking for a better life? A life with less stress, good health, and success? Then let me introduce you to Lisa Giroux. Lisa is a wellness coach who works with individuals like you who are seeking a different path to transform their life. Lisa will use simple strategies so that you can access your personal success. She is a master teacher with over 2 decades of experience and will share with you ancient wisdom that you can use in your modern life. Reiki, relaxation, meditation, and nourishment of your body, mind, and your soul. To begin your new path, visit LisaGiroux.com. G-I-R-O-U-X. LisaGiroux.com. Feel better. Live better. LisaGiroux.com.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you, Brian. I hope you're doing wonderfully well today on this amazing day where life is occurring. And today we're speaking with Candace Hartsfield, intuitive lifestyle coach, a powerful woman on her way as she helps other women create a way to something even better each and every day. And today I want to bring Candace on right away so that we can get right to the heart of the matter of creating powerful, healthy, happy women and relationships and work that sustains us. Good morning, Candace. Are you there?
Hi. Good morning, Lisa. I'm here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here today. And I'm glad that we're doing this re-recording because the first one, I guess, it just wasn't very high quality. So thanks for the time today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about intuitive lifestyle coaching. Can you tell me what that's all about?
Well, intuitive lifestyle coaching is pretty much where I work with my client, or right now I work with a lot of spiritual women and healers. I've come from the healing background myself, and from coming from the healthcare field and the healthcare world, I get to meet a lot of people who either they're just from the patient side or the professional side, they're living life on default, pretty much. That's the easiest way I could say it, where they just fall into a routine and they are no longer serving their higher self. They're serving something other than something external than them. So, and honestly, I was one. I was one of them because even though, and I'm sure we'll get into this later, but even though I've journaled since I was 17, so that's a collective of almost 16 years now, I never really paid much attention to, I never really paid much attention to my intuition. So I like to help my clients to really tap into their intuition. So because when you tap into your intuitive nature, you really are getting high. You're really serving your higher self, and it really expands your life and helps you see the world in a different way. And it changes everything. I mean, the law of attraction starts working for you. There's so many benefits.
Oh, that's wonderful. And when you say you were one of them, so you were stressed and high-octane living, and how did you feel when you were so stressed in your body?
Oh.
Did you feel great every day?
What was that?
Did you feel good in your body when you were so stressed in the healthcare profession field?
Not often. There were times where... Great question. Let me just say that. But there was many times I just felt depleted, just so empty, and it just left residue in everything else that I did in my everyday life, such as sometimes my relationships were a little, like, lackluster, or just how I showed up to things were – It just it wasn't right. But, you know, the more I was able to listen and tune in and really just take small steps to serve my own higher self, it's like, now it just, even when I'm thinking about it now, it's just certain simple little tweaks and changes make a world of difference. And
wow.
It helps me to take bigger steps, and I trust myself a bit more. My relationships are better. The way I mother my kids is so much better, because now I can see that they listen to their intuition, and sometimes they coach me and don't even realize they're coaching me.
Our children are our best leaders, aren't they? Our best
yes.
teachers. And I want to take a moment here and say hello to Jabril and hello to Cadence today, and I hope that they're feeling fantastic today.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Nice. And I know that when you and I spoke, that one of the steps you took and I took, and I do believe that it's the first pillar in the practice that I share, and I know it's integral to your coaching style. Let's talk about one of my favorite topics, gratitude, and how it works for us. How powerful is gratitude?
It's very powerful because, okay, if we just take the moment like right now and think of, you know, that assignment such as, I mean, sometimes there's the assignment of, you know, take out your journal and write 5 things that you're grateful about and then expand on why you're grateful about it. It just leads to so many things, and it brings you to this place of, it just immense gratefulness, and it's like it just instantly plants that seed to develop more of it.
Ooh, I like
so,
that. Planting seeds to develop more gratitude. And more
yeah.
gratitude, the greater our latitude, isn't it?
Yes, because like one day I was sitting with my kids. They were doing their reading assignments for school, and God just came over me, and I just instantly said, I'm so thankful for my kids. I love my kids. I love y'all, you know. And then they just said, oh, we love you too. And then in that moment, just a flash of everything of why I'm so grateful for them, it was like a big mental movie screen that just showed me so much of why I'm grateful for our relationship, and it just moved me to tears. And then the way it expanded was into, I ended up helping them read the rest of their book, and then that led to, they wanted to help me with this, and normally it was something that they probably wouldn't have helped me with, but then that seed grew in front of me, and it grew into other moments. So that's one example of my gratitude. And I mean, I didn't expect for them to want to help out. And even before my call, the kids are still getting over their being sick, so they'll be going back to school. But my son, he instantly, you know, I'm going back to school tomorrow, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to have all my assignments done. And then my daughter, she's working on her schoolwork, and he knew I had the phone call coming up, so he just said, okay, I'll make the juice, I'll prepare lunch, I'll do this, I'll do that. These are things I didn't even really have to ask for, but he just did it.
Wow.
And I'm grateful for it.
Absolutely, and I think that is so key. You know, they say that children that are raised with please and thank you go further in life, have greater health in their bodies, and greater mental health. So when we appreciate these very precious little beings, they really raise up and shine, don't they? Rise up and shine.
Yes. And I'm grateful for that message because, I mean, I totally believe my kids will, they'll be well. It's just being a mother, that's a whole nother job. That comes with its own set of intuition.
Right, and it is the greatest work that you will do on this planet as you see them blossom and grow and thrive because you took the time, the very simple shift of just saying, Jabril, Cadence, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we hold a higher vision, not just for ourselves and our clients, and especially for our children. They will rise up to meet that. We're holding a bar for them to, you know, it is the pursuit of our happiness that keeps us the most healthy, the most buoyant, the most flexible. It's not necessarily getting everything we thought we needed. It's the pursuit. And so as women, as we continue to pursue our passions and our purpose, let's talk about that, writing it down. Why do we want to write things down?
Writing them down, it pretty much, going back to that, like, sea analogy, it helps to, like, nourish and feed it even more. Because once you have it written down, it does something to your mental, and then it gets into your emotion, because the more you write it down, then whatever you're feeling in your body gets released through the pen. So you're constantly helping that thing, that desire, manifest. Because then after you put the pen down, it's still pretty fresh in your brain, and your subconscious is working on ways to bring those intuitive symbols and signs to bring it forward.
Nice. Let me ask you something. In your journaling, when you're writing down your dreams and your desires, do you go back and rework that? Do you...
Oh, yeah.
For myself, I have a tendency to just write things down and just move on. So you do go back and focus and rewrite and rework your desires?
Oh, yeah, because that's the beauty of, well, and also with the intuition, what's great is, especially like when I have my clients do their journaling, it's great where, for me, I can look back on things in November or things back when I was 20-something. If I feel like picking up a pencil or a pen and crossing out certain things, it's given me that empowerment of I am co-creating and I'm rewriting the script. And because whatever I reread from November, if it's still, like, stuff from November is still, for me, pretty fresh and is properly in alignment because I've been doing this so long now. So I've kind of got a really good grasp of where I'm going. But I still have a coach because the more I activate my intuition, I mean, it shows me like I want more. So, and I like having more, because we're in an abundant universe and all of that. And I totally believe now, but just rewriting the script because kind of gives you more encouragement to really design your life, such as, I mean, when you're designing your life, think of how you, if you was to have your house designed, if you feel like the space in your house is cool, but, you know, once certain things have changed, now you're ready to knock a wall down and make an addition here, do this, do that, to, you know, keep enjoying your space. Why not do it with your own life and within the journal?
Absolutely. I love that. I love that.
Because, like, sorry. Like,
no.
Because I was just thinking about something else. So, for instance, one of my first journals, I don't really tamper with that so much because it's like so special to me because it's a book that I've started writing in back in 2001. So that's like, that's slightly my baby. And I don't really do much crossing out because everything was, well, all my journals are pretty, you know, fresh and raw. But it's just something about, you know, anytime it's your first thing, you just have it on a certain view of it. But, like, my other ones, the more, I'll say probably, like, my 10th, either between my 9th to current journals, because I'm on journal 13 now. So anywhere, any other books between 9 and 13, I'm so comfortable to highlight. I'm always highlighting certain things because those are key things. But then who knows, when I'm 40 or 50, those things that I've highlighted, I may decide to start crossing out because I'll be somewhere differently. And but I know for a fact, book number 9 and 10, I've done a lot of crossing out and rewritten things in the newer books because whatever feeling that came over me when I read those things that I crossed out was just like, oh, that was when I was in default. So now that we really have a grasp on designing, we've learned from it. We've learned the lesson. Thank you. Rewrite.
Oh, I like that. I like that very much. So you have been practicing self-awareness, which is the greatest gift we give ourselves, for a long time, since you were a young woman.
Yeah, you know, and I've actually, because it's so weird how I never really realized it was just something that I just naturally like to do. I've always liked to journal, but I never, like, committed to doing it until I was, like, 17. Like, 2001, it was, I'm getting a book. Because my grandma, I've always watched her, since I was a little girl, she's always written in a book. And a lot of times it was just her writing her prayers out. And so many of us are filled in her books because she just loved us so much that she was always praying for each and every one of us. And there was sometimes she let me glimpse at it. So that's how I was able to see that she was praying about us so much. But I didn't really start having a journal 2001, and it was just because, even though she was still around at that time and we spoke every day, I don't know, it was just something I just had to get, whatever those things were, onto paper. And I mean, I'm proud that I did it because, like, my first book is, like, it has this fabric. It's this fabric book, and it just, I don't know, it just spoke to me, and I just said, I need this book. And it's great.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, my journals, it was about 1998 when I began to write as if in my journals, acting as if, using that power to redesign, realign, and awaken to who I was going to be. And a couple of years ago, it was the same date book. It was 14 years later, and I saw who I was then and what I had put down on pen. This is the power of the pen, people. And all the stuff I had written had come true in one form or another, but even better than I had expected it to be when I wrote those things almost 20 years ago. So that is that power of writing it down. So let it be written, so let it be done. And that's why we want to write our goals, our dreams, our desires. And every day I'm, you know, scrambling around here sometimes looking for the journal of the day. And I had this beautiful red that you could change in and out the notebooks inside. And I had written, whatever is in here comes to truth. And all of those that sat in that red binder, beautiful like a leather binder, and you can put the notebook in, all of those things continue to expand in the divine right way. And it's just a beautiful way of creating, and I think that's an awesome way to share with clients. One of the first things I give my students is a journal of their own, usually a gratitude journal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if you can't think of anything to write, start with what you're thankful for. And that is there it is. That's that spark. And go ahead.
I was just about to say that because once you was telling me about the journaling from 1998 and seeing how the manifestations happened, I was ready to say, now, just you mentioning it, doesn't that like kind of put you in a time travel, and within that time travel, you have that sense of gratitude come over you, like, wow, thank you, this really happened.
So very grateful. Oh, yes. It's amazing. And that I was writing back then in a grateful manner that I didn't realize I had intuited. It was before Simple Abundance came out. It was before Oprah talked about her gratitude journal. And I had started with that myself. And yes, absolutely. I was traveling with a friend, and I said, I don't know why, but I'm just going to write about what I'm so thankful for. And that really began this shift, and that was like 1980. I think that was 10 years before 1988. So
oh, wow.
The power, right. And so this journey that we take is ever expanding. And the seeds we're planting today, if we choose to tend to them, become the realities of tomorrow. Good or bad. Right. Wonderful. Yeah. So let's talk about, we were chatting about our gratitude practice and the importance of that. And that you love to share the journaling process with your clients as you watch them bloom and blossom. Let's chat a little bit more about being a woman in business. How does that work for you? And what are some of your upcoming goals and desires? And how can people reach out to you? I did put it on the page today. So if you're listening, there are all of Candace's social media and her calendar.
Speaking of the calendar, I think I have to correct the spelling. It's a small thing, but the calendar is actually calendly.com.
D-E-L-Y.
There's two L's.
C-A-L-E-N.
E-N-D. I'm sorry. Okay, one more time. calendly.com.
/. Can Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there you go.
Yep. Can Hearts. Okay, perfect. So we've got that. Oh, wonderful. And tell me where you, with your practice, with your coaching practice, what's your dreams and your desire as your business continues to grow?
Well, with making the shift from being a full-time healthcare worker to working for myself, of course, like most endeavors, it starts off part-time, because I coach part-time. And then in addition to being a mom, that's where I really have to kick in my own type of coaching, because I have to design my ideal days for the way my life is right now that works in my benefit, because just so I don't overwork and overtire myself. So right now I make my schedule between Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's when I do the bulk of my work. I have to have a day that I really set aside just for rest. And right now Sundays are always my best days for really that rest, relax. I relax when I can, but there's a lot of reflection that goes on Sundays. It's crucial that I have to go to, we have in the city, because I'm around the Philadelphia area, so in the city we have this this place by the art museum, Kelly Drive, that is one of the best places I go to do a lot of reflection, or even if I want to just go for a nice like walk, hike, or whatever. So Sundays are really great for that. But then throughout the week, there's a lot of interaction with clients and prospects and networking, and it can get pretty busy, but then luckily I know my limits, and internally something will kick in when it's time to just take a rest, step back, and design, you know, work on my course, work on my package. And right now I'm also working on my own podcast, which is due to start within two weeks. It's supposed to, my first date is supposed to be April 20th. So there's a lot that goes into the scheduling of the show. I have a lot of writing to do, and then talk with my own guests. So there's a lot, but I've come from, I like to work a lot anyway, so it's just, I have to know how not to be so hard on myself.
Oh, good for you. That's a lesson a lot of women want to learn is to, I like how you know your limits and you move into restoring yourself so that you can be as efficient as you need to be, being a busy mom and with mm-hmm. all of the other activities. And that's really wise woman intuition, isn't it?
Yes, and that's the other thing of, be for all spiritual women, but those of us that are really like healers, and I know from just, like I said, coming from the healthcare world, it's just sometimes like second nature. You want to keep helping and give. And at a certain amount of time, I do know how to pull back and say no to certain things, and even that's a process, I will admit. But I know when to draw the line and, okay, what do I need? And I still love to give, but, you know, there's a balance of that giving.
There is a balance. And I know for myself, the greatest way that I restore is to get out in the healing frequency of Mother Nature. And you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my backyard today. And so I'm very close to Mother Nature. I'm very blessed to... Go ahead.
I love the view. I love the view that you have in your backyard.
I
know. I just stared at it. I was staring at it for a while, and I just was like, this
and
is
that
wonderful.
And it is. And just how you said that, even if you can't experience it in the physical, although I encourage all of my clients, get outside, get your feet on the ground, even mm-hmm. just to look at a beautiful scene is healing. And I know that that's how I rest and restore myself, is to just get out there and walk in the forest. And
wow.
And I like how you say you like to go to, what's it called, Kelly's Park?
Kelly Drive.
Oh,
there's a
nice.
Because it's adjacent to the Schuylkill River. So there's times where... if I'm not walking the drive, then I'll just, like, sit alongside and I'm a water sign. I'm a Scorpio, so I was just watching the water, and then the water is equivalent for me. It's equivalent to abundance, and I just stare at the water and just watching the water as it moves. It's like it just really helps bring back the focus of what's possible. I mean, when it comes to abundance. When I'm just looking at an abundance of body of water, it speaks volumes of itself.
It really does. And when we get out in Mother Nature, especially by running water produces the negative ions that promote natural relaxation. And so you're sitting there, you're absorbing all those wonderful negative ions and just cleansing your body, and it naturally moves you into that relaxation response. It's just a beautiful gift you're giving yourself. Good for you.
You know, and there was March of 2012, oddly, and when I say Kelly Drive, there's so many healing things that has happened on that drive other than when I was going to, first I was always going there just to work out, and it started because me and my family were, many years ago, we had signed up to volunteer or do this walk for Feel Abundance, to feed the hungry, and that led to us, it was around the art museum, not specifically on the drive, but once the festivities were done for that particular event, we went straight from the art museum to Kelly Drive and just pretty much walked a few miles. And so it really started with just trying to get in shape, and then we just started going like regularly, and then it became a thing. And now you mentioned Kelly Drive to my kids, and their whole being like lights up. So there was something I was like really going through March of 2012, and it got to a point where I started fasting, and I was just still like, oh man, like I need an answer. And first thing I could think of was, all right, you know what? I'm going to the drive, and I'm just going to sit by the water and continue my fast, but I'm just going to be in meditation and prayer. And you know what? Whatever happens, happens. And when I tell you that very next day, the answer just, what I needed just, it was poured into me. And yeah, it's a strange thing, but now it's one of my go-tos. And I mentioned, I know I told you my Miguel story before, and when I really was about to take the plunge of doing the coaching, because I already work with a coach, and then just to really put yourself out there and really, you know, take that next big step in your life, come with some, you know.
We call that upheaval.
Okay, there you go. Lisa, there you go.
Or the breakdown before the breakthrough.
There you go, Lisa. You better keep on talking. So that upheaval that I was going through, shifting from old life to my new life that I'm really designing, and it's just like at that moment, this was a few months ago, I think the end of last year. Yeah, because I really started taking coaching seriously April of last year. But then there was still that certain little blocks that I had to personally get through. So knocking certain blocks down, I had just left one case because I do a lot of private clients now on the healthcare side. So I had left one client, and it was just I left a little earlier, and my first thought when I got in my car was, I'm going to Kelly Drive. And on my way to Kelly Drive, I turned up my Miguel album, and I just felt like there were some internal things that I needed to release. And I started off doing, like, a slight workout, but then in the course of it, I ended up making sure I did some correspondence to people who was reaching out to me, because it was just like, during this upheaval, thank you, Lisa, let me get into the flow now. And it was, you know, at that Kelly Drive moment, I just said, let me get into the flow now, send out these correspondence, get the flow to start going. And it was what I needed.
Wow.
It was really what I needed.
We're always supported, aren't we? If we're just willing to take the steps to move to a new level of what support means for us and really empower ourselves. Wow, that is so amazing. Well, I want to thank you today, Candace, and encourage people to reach out to Candace. Is there anything else you want to share, my friend, before we wind this call down and send it out there onto the ethers for everyone to enjoy?
Well, first, you're very welcome. Thank you. Completely thank you for this time with you. I think we had, I do like what we had touched on in another conversation we had, like, you know, it's already done.
There we go.
Those desires and those little imprints of hints of desire that you have, like, it's already done. Just even though there's that, I think people say, you know, the inspired action and it's all in the action. The action is really not that hard. It's really simple once you really fine-tune what the desire is.
Mm.
What are you feeling from those desires? And sorry, because I love music, and I know I told you this before, but and even this morning, there was certain songs that I listened to. There's the song that came on, and I've always heard it, but I never took the time to, like, dive too deep into, like, the artist and what year it came out. The song, it's from Matthew Wilder. And ironically, it came out the year that I was born. And so of course, I went like, oh, this is my year. But just listening to the words that he was singing, it was that song, what is the name of it? Of course, I don't know the name of it right now. I'm going to find it. Oh, it's called Break My Stride. It's
there
from
you go.
83. And I just love the chorus. As soon as he says, ain't nothing going to break my stride, ain't nothing going to hold me down, I got to keep on moving. And the more I listened to that just on my way home, I turned that volume all the way up because it was true. Nothing's going to break my stride, and I'm going to fine-tune, which was I turned it up, whatever I'm desiring. And sometimes those really big desires, yeah, you have to turn up as well with whatever action you take. But, I mean, when you follow in alignment with your intuition, and you're never really guided in the wrong direction, especially when you really start tuning into yourself and get it activated and working, you're not really led to you're really not led astray.
Awesome.
I mean, I try not to sound cheesy, but it
works,
even when you think,
it?
Yeah, even when you think that, because I come from a Christianity background, so, you know, for those who's listening and they may be Christian, and with Christian lingo, there's that the trials and the tests. Find gratitude and appreciate those tests, because they really help develop that seed. And
there we go.
And you blossom and bloom so beautiful.
Oh, I love that.
With each season.
Every season. Every season.
So,
every day. Every moment of every day that we are awake and aware. So we're going to tune in and turn it up. So I want to thank you, my friend. What a great show this has been. And I just want to invite everyone to contact Candace Hartsfield, and you have the information there as we continue to co-create by divine life designs towards something even better, better and better, little by little, bit by bit, better and better each day. Thanks, Candace.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
God bless.
We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Blessings. We'll be in touch. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Be well.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Are you looking for a better life, a life with less stress, good health, and success? Then let me introduce you to Lisa Giroux. Lisa is a wellness coach who works with individuals like you who are seeking a different